It's a trap, you walk right into the hate. All over a new king, that's face is just replaced. It's all the same, used to be ruled by force. And no matter who it is, he'll still carry on the torch. Just a lie, cheat, steal, half of what you make. Taxation is theft, it's time to vacate the state. Newsflash, all your cash is an IOU from killers who really do steal from you. Inflation is a weapon used by every nation who says that they're saving the world through lies. And they disguise and pass off as bravery. Well, I got news, debt is slavery. It don't matter who's madder, a new master don't matter. When they both want the same, the state don't play no games. They got you trying to survive and put you on sides and ready to kill each other. That's conquer and divide. It's all for show, all for hyper control.
That's a fucking, I'm tired of this shit, boy.
And we're back with another episode of Bones and Tusper here with you on this.
One more time. What was that?
And we're back with another episode of Bones and Tusper here with you on this Tuesday to give you all the good that you want to hear from us. In the time of COVID-19,
we are living through the lamest apocalypse ever.
Every day I'm reminded of how terrible this apocalypse is.
It is not a good apocalypse.
No.
Thank you for listening to the Bones and Tubs podcast. Be sure to like, share, and comment. All those things. I'm Bones. He's Tubs.
Yeah.
Hello. We're on Instagram Live, Instagram.com/Bones and Tubs. We are also on iTunes, Stitcher, Beyond Pod, every way you can listen to a podcast. We're on YouTube. We would appreciate the follow so we could eventually go to YouTube Live instead of Instagram.
Yeah.
We're on youtube.com/Bones and Tubs Show. Tremendous thank you to all of our Patreon supporters, of which we got a new one.
Yay!
Ian Fogg.
There you go. Thank you, Ian.
We love you.
We really
do. He brought us the Three Amigos as well.
No, that's nice.
It's like if we're some sort of a dystopian city. He brought us three more people to help, you know, survive and thrive.
People with skills.
Skill sets.
Nice skills.
One of the Three Amigos sent me a picture from the, I'm an idiot. It's either Idaho or Iowa protest.
Oh, yeah?
He was hanging out with a dime piece.
Yeah.
Wearing an American flag. Ish type dress.
Saw that. Yeah.
And he had that book boy outfit on. Thanks. Just there, send a message like, we're letting you know.
Yeah.
Just waiting to see when it starts.
Yeah, there's been a lot of people protesting in different states.
See, we
last week or so.
We follow the same trajectory as all these other countries. We're tired of being told what to do. And then all of a sudden they start either really testing or the numbers go up or whatever. And then they're like, we've already imposed harsher lockdown restrictions.
Here's the thing. I have to. I like the governor of North Dakota. They didn't put in any restrictions, right? I mean, they closed down the schools and whatnot.
Was that the female?
I forget her name. That she was like, you know what? You're all adults. You know, there is a pandemic going on.
She followed the anarchy principle.
So why don't you guys be conscientious human beings and keep your social distance? You shouldn't have to be told that during a pandemic you should be keeping your distance. And to wash your fucking hands.
You dirty.
You goddamn troglodytes.
Quit being a savage.
You didn't catch that troglodyte, did you?
I liked it.
Yeah.
It kind of hit my inner ball of contemplation.
Yeah. But I like that methodology. And I can go, I'm going to go ahead and extend it to everybody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because in Ohio, we now have the, according to the... MSM, mainstream. Wait, I fucked that up. MSN.
That coffee.
Mainstream.
Got you going.
No, MSM, mainstream media.
Yeah.
God, I can't think today.
There you are.
So, they have declared that Marion Correctional Institute is the new, like, hot spot.
H-A-W-T?
Yes, for COVID-19. And that's in Ohio.
Yeah.
So, that being said, you know, you could believe all day that this isn't real, but there's a lot of people that just became very, very ill with it. So, I mean, a lot of people don't show symptoms. That's the other thing you got to keep in mind.
Do you have that message I sent you and the doctor? I got that from Violent One on Instagram.
What was it on?
Facebook.
Was it on Facebook?
It was a group message. One of the many group messages that we seem to revolve around in.
The tainted tests?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there is that too, but...
How do you taint a test that touches the vulnerable area where that thing infects you?
You know, you'd think, like, if you were making stuff that needed to be sterile for testing purposes,
right,
that at the very least you would try to cover your mouth when you coughed, but apparently somebody just was like full fucking, you know how like kids cough, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Before they figured out manners and to cover their fucking mouths.
In germ theory.
How they like, they do like full, like they use their whole mouth to cough. Like, like that. He must have coughed all over those tests like that.
Yeah.
To infect so many.
See, but my brain works in a certain way that they infected him on purpose.
You're probably right. But, you know, I'll never disclude the stupidity of humanity as a factor.
You can't.
In anything.
Because the second you do that, they let, you know, they let you down again.
Yeah. Like they have been. Like, I get it. The economy is shut down and it's affecting people's livelihoods and their money and everything. But here's the thing. I am not about all the business closures and stuff like that. But the thing is that if we practiced good, like, distancing and sanitation and things like that, I feel like we could kick this, right?
Well, you're talking. It's weird because we keep going back and forth in different windows. Like, we're talking about a regular germ. You know, but it's not a regular germ.
Here's the thing. If it is a bioweapon or something along those lines, we already have it. And we just don't know it.
Right. Well, they say 2 out of 10 people, supposedly, that's a new study done here in Ohio. I believe maybe even in corrections. They found
two out of ten? That's one out of five.
Of the infections. So 10 okay. people are infected. Uh-huh. Only 2 out of 10 know they have it.
So everybody else is just asymptomatic?
Right. Super spreaders.
Well, yeah, it's like I said that about somebody earlier we were talking to. You know, the thing is, though, it's like I was telling you earlier this week. To my recollection, I have never had a flu in my life.
Well, that's because you got alien blood. And if you don't give it to me willingly, I mean, we're dudes, but I'm going to need some of that blood.
I'm going to make you bleed.
Just a little zoot.
I need a little, you know.
I'll get you drunk. That way it's super thin.
But, you know, I'd say we get on. We're just going to be talking about news articles today.
Yeah, I got one more thing I forgot.
Okay.
It's the most important thing.
Okay, yeah.
Our dude, Blood of the Brave, he does the intro music, the outro music. He's a solid anarchist motherfucker. Check out his video channel on YouTube. YouTube.com/Blood of the Brave. Music catalog and merch at bloodofthebrave.com. Blood of the Brave at bandcamp.com. And he's on SoundCloud. Kyle Reese, Blood of the Brave, Twitter at Blood of the Brave, Instagram at Blood of the Brave, Facebook, Blood of the Brave Music. Buy his music, let him know that the Buns and Tubs podcast sent you. He's got that fire.
Okay, so before we get started on the main stories, I just got back into it and he got into it, I think, in the last couple of days too. You can find us on Duolingo if you want. We could follow each other if you want.
I didn't know it was a social thing.
Here's what I'm going to say.
Is that new?
Duolingo?
No, the social aspect. I thought it was just
it is that aspect, as far as I know. I don't know how long it's been out, because back when I first started it, like 2 years ago, it wasn't, and then I got out of it for a really long time.
Yeah.
But what I will say is, I'm not going to give my, because it actually has my name, and I'm not going to say that on the show.
Yeah.
Well, not my name.
Your government name.
Not my government name, but the name people know me by. I have many names.
He's made many names.
I'm a secret man. So anyways.
Made many masks.
But if you ask on or send us a message on Instagram or email or something like, hey, add us. But send us a message and I will add you or I'll give you my info. But I'm not going to do it over the show.
Yeah.
Because I'm weird like that.
Here's my social security number.
Because last thing I need is, what is it named? Joni Nicole?
Something like that.
Yeah. I don't need Joni Nicole trying to add me on Duolingo and figuring out what I'm doing.
I think Joni Nicole should pray about it. That's all I'll say.
Well, you know, the thing is, and you know, you could be learning any. I will say Duolingo, they're not a sponsor.
FYI. No, not a sponsor.
But it's a great app. I'm going to get my son on board with it here the next couple of days.
Get him. Like, how many languages can we pump into that boy?
Listen, I don't know. I thought about me and him going in together, ham on High Valyrian.
Yeah.
And him just had a language we could speak together.
I said, pick up your fucking toys.
But no, it's a language app. It's free. And it's a good app.
And they're not a sponsor, like you said. We are not getting any money from any sponsors.
But, you know, I think in these times when people got a lot of downtime and they're trying to, like, better themselves. I think one of the best things we can do is open up channels of communication. You know what I mean? I think the more people are able to understand each other, I think the more peaceful a world we could have. And that's as hippie-ish as you'll ever hear me.
I can't agree more.
Yeah. So, yeah. But anyways, back to what we're talking about today. The most important thing, I think, right now, at least in the global sense, is we need to economically open up the trade routes. What's wrong?
Oh, just give me 1 second. Okay. Keep going.
You know, trade routes are important. And, you know, I'm no globalist, but I believe in commerce between countries is good.
Well, trade amongst nations is important.
Trade amongst nations is important.
Not required. We shouldn't be getting beef from Brazil, but I mean, think about it. If a country wants to trade with you at a fair price in the free market, why not?
Listen, you know, think about it. Italy is really good at making spaghetti, right?
Spaghetti.
You know, I'm sure there's places here that make spaghetti. But sometimes I want some authentic Italian spaghetti because that's the best. And there's only one way to do that, and that's to open up the shipping channels.
It's very important that we get our shipping channels back open, especially with Hong Kong.
Yeah, you know.
That's our first story.
That's like, one of our main trade partners is Hong Kong. We need the Hong Kong ports open again for business because, you know what? Hong Kong needs that support. You know,
I could not agree with you more.
They need that support.
We've said before in numerous shows that we have
we stand behind Hong Kong.
We stand not only behind Hong Kong's freedom, but we ourselves are involved with basic trading.
They are fighting a Goliath.
I noticed that you are about to imbibe in tobacco, and this story makes me want to also put a chew in my mouth because it makes me nervous.
Yeah.
We need everybody to pray for Hong Kong. We need to open trade routes. We need to send them AR-15s.
Yeah.
We need to do anything we can to keep these Chi-Coms out of that fucking country. They're a bastion of freedom, and we need that trade.
I like that term,
open.
Chi-Com. Where did you get that from?
Michael Savage.
He calls them Chi-Coms?
You were listening to Michael Savage's show?
It's been a long time,
you should
honestly.
Get high on life one time.
Yeah.
Or maybe drink a whiskey.
Will listening to Michael Savage get me high on life?
I'm here to tell you, you know, nobody's perfect. Mm-hmm. Everybody's got fucked up beliefs. Nobody should agree. I'm pretty sure that you and I are the closest two human beings on the planet that agree the most mm-hmm. about most things.
Yeah.
But that being said, I don't agree with Michael Savage
no.
on a lot of things, but he is a fantastic fucking radio show. He's also a fantastic author.
I'll have to look into it. I saw something from him.
I've got a bunch of his books.
For life of me, I can't remember.
They're everywhere.
Okay, I'll look into it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm always wanting to learn more. So
he always calls it Chi-Coms. Chi-Coms.
I like that. Can I use that?
Absolutely.
I mean, he's TM'd it, definitively.
That's fine, but that's why we put his name out there. We give him the credit. Michael Savage and the Savage Nation.
But, yeah, Chi-Com, I do like that term.
It's good. Sorry, that was a long...
No, it's all good.
How the fuck do you... There we go.
Okay, so... And this is basically when we talk about, like, the whole Hong Kong thing. It's because Hong Kong needs, like, to come to commune and commerce with the rest of the world in order to stave off the fucking juggernaut that is the Chi-Coms.
The Chi-Coms, yes. And if you're wondering what Chi-Coms means, it's Chinese Communists. Hmm. Because that's what they are. And we've got a few stories in here that talk about the Chi-Coms. Would you like me to read it?
Yeah, go ahead.
First of all, this picture here. I'm going to show it. He's not wearing... First of all, he's wearing an ineffective mask. It's made of paper.
It's not even covering his nose.
It's like a diaper for your face. And I don't know if you knew this. You breathe out of at least 3 holes. Okay? So, you're going to have to cover 3 of those holes with your face diaper.
Wait a minute.
What do you mean? What's going on? You got the giggles.
You breathe out of at least 3 holes.
Yeah, I mean,
that infers that you could possibly breathe out of more holes.
Listen, bro.
But there's only 3 you
if
breathe
you
out of.
If you cover your nose and mouth, what if your nipples are open? Who knows? I mean, we're not scientists.
I was always wondering about
that. We talked about last couple of shows. We're not professionals.
I don't want to sidetrack here, but I'm going to. I always wondered about that because, okay, there's holes that lead from your ears to your nose, right? That's how you can make your ears pop.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
There's also holes that lead from your eyes to your nose. Right? That's why, like, when you, like, smell something bad, it makes your eyes water. Right?
Yeah.
Okay? So how could you not breathe out of your eyes or your ears, for that matter? So what if you did have more holes to breathe out of?
That's what I'm saying.
I mean,
you just, I try to structure things in a way with my mouth sounds that it makes it to where it's like, I can't be wrong.
You know, I had to address it though, because I'm sure there's somebody, if I hadn't in their car, that like was as baffled as me, at least initially. Like, wait a minute, there's more than three holes.
Yeah. I mean, what do you know? I mean, who the fuck knows?
The secret air holes.
I'm not an air hole specialist.
But let me tell you something. All right. Sorry. All right. Let's get back onto the
topic
at hand.
Let's see. So this story comes from Greenwich Time.
Greenwich. Sorry.
It's two E's.
But it's like a British thing.
Anyway, WashingtonPost.com. That's where it's linked. At. Why would it say Greenwich Time if it's Washington Post?
I don't know.
Anyway, from the Washington Post, Hong Kong crisis escalates as China moves to hasten demise in city's autonomy. Chi-com. And this guy here is not covering two of his breathing holes that we know of. that belly button hitter. the constitutional crisis engulfing Hong Kong expanded dramatically on Tuesday, which is today, as the Chinese government voiced its support for the seizure of more than a dozen pro-democracy activists and asserted Beijing's rights and responsibilities to maintain the constitutional order in the city.
Yeah, let's rely on Beijing.
Yeah, how about
to maintain the
you know what Beijing needs to be concerned with? Sending us cheap plastic shit.
Yeah.
That's not tainted with lead paint. with the statements, the Chinese government explicitly doubled down on this position that Beijing has the power to intervene politically in Hong Kong. The move threw further doubt over the credibility of the Hong Kong mini-constitution that obstinately agreed the city has a high degree of autonomy from Chinese meddling until 2047, half a century after its handover from British rule. First of all, we've talked before about Hong Kong. Check out our back catalog. Check out the other episodes. But fuck the Chinese government. Fuck any government, really. This is a group of people on a place of land.
Yeah.
They have human rights.
Yeah.
So fuck your 2047. Fuck your anything. Fuck your 2020 intervention. Why don't you eat a dick? How about you eat a fat dick? Why don't you Google search the fattest dick in the world?
Like that one, the picture that everybody keeps memeing. God,
I saw that, dude. That black guy on the edge of the bed with that fat old BBC.
That fucking elephant trunk.
So big, beautiful Caucasian. But that that big thing hanging over the edge and probably about to touch the floor.
Yeah.
But they made him Shrek. They put him through a green filter.
I know.
Stay out of my fucking swamp. How about that?
Yeah.
Catch me outside. Long-standing questions about the efficacy and the autonomy provision known as Article 22 of the Basic Law were sharpened last week after Beijing's liaison office said Friday it was not bound by the non-interference law and was legally permitted as a supervisory body to voice its criticism of legislative affairs in Hong Kong, including a filibuster by opposition lawmakers, said. A day later, on Saturday, Hong Kong authorities arrested some of the city's most strident anti-China voices in a coordinated and unprecedented operation, taking in figures such as former legislators Martin Lee and Albert Ho. Hope he ain't no ho, though. And media tycoon Jimmy Lai, on grounds of leading protests last year and did not receive police authorization but dominated world headlines.
I tell you, I love the names.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I felt bad. I got, you know that inner guinea pig sound you get when you say a word that might be one of them bannable ones?
Yeah.
I hated calling that dude a ho, even though that's his name.
But, like, I love how, like, they Hong Kong is just such a strange little, you know,
it's a China,
it's an anomaly.
It's
right?
A Chi-Com branch off that was tried to be a British outpost.
Well, here's the thing. It was never Chi-Com. You know, it was part of China, right? But the British took over.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Originally, it was Chi-Com. British took over.
It was never Chi-Com. The British had been there since like the 1800s. There since the 1800s.
So it was just a area with Chinese people in it that weren't communists?
We're going to sidetrack again.
Okay, Tarantino. Okay.
Tarantino, this.
No chomo, though.
And the only reason I really know this, I do love history, but the only reason I really know this is because I also am a huge fan of the Ip Man movies with Donnie Yen. And if you remember, in the second Ip Man, when they moved to Hong Kong, it's controlled by the British.
Yeah.
Right?
That's because I thought it was taken from the Chinese.
The British were always there.
Right? So the British...
That was their stronghold. Like, so nobody that was, where was they were, there? What do you mean? Like,
originally, no one was there.
I mean, there was the Chinese, but they weren't communists. It was like before communism.
So it was like feudal China.
Yeah, like... Okay. Yeah. But the British have had it for a long time because that was where they like...
Sorry, I have a stupid brain.
That was where they did that bait and switch with opium. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So... but I only know that because don't you remember that one British dude that was the villain in the second It Man movie?
The boxer? Yeah.
Yeah.
He could hit hard in a bitch.
Hey, go watch the It Man movies. Not a sponsor, but they're...
It's really hard to tell somebody what that movie is because I feel like I under-pronunciate the P. Ip Man.
Ip Man.
It almost looks like IP Man.
I used to call it IP Man when I was an ignorant piece of shit.
It's the best way to say in an audio form. Ip Man. Check it out. Last time I watched, I believe it was on Netflix.
Listen, Donnie Yen is the shit.
He the trove.
Yeah.
And, you know, before him, it was Jet Li.
He's up there in the pantheon. It's like him and Jet Li and Bruce Lee, you know, Jackie Chan.
Jackie Chan has that fire, but he's done too many comedy movies.
But that's the thing, though. Seriously. Like, here's the thing about Jackie Chan. He may have done comedies, but that doesn't negate the fact that dude ain't a boss.
No, he's right? He'd beat my ass, like, for sure.
There's a movie, I believe it was, what was it, Super Cop, right?
Yeah.
This motherfucker broke his foot on the set of Super Cop, right? You know what he does?
He broke it, yeah.
He took the cast that he had on his foot and he drew a fucking shoe so that he could still do his stunts with a broken foot.
What a fucking savage.
Yeah, so that's why
he broke his leg in Rush Hour 2, I think it was.
Did he really?
You remember the scene where he swings down and slams into the side of a semi-trailer?
Yeah.
He broke his leg there.
Okay, it's like I said, that's why Jackie Chan belongs in the pantheon.
He's a fucking boss.
Yeah, Jet Li's up there too, because after the tsunami story is what I always tell when it comes to that.
That's the one that I tell everybody.
Yeah, yeah, the tsunami story.
So the tsunami's coming, and he's at a resort.
We gotta tell him now.
Yeah, he's at a beachside resort. I forget what country it's in. But it was a tsunami of 04.
He was like in Thailand or something.
Okay. He was in Thailand, not messing with ladyboys because he's all the way hetero. But anyway, he had his kids and they were at like some gated pool on a beachside resort. This fucking tsunami's coming through. He grabs his two kids up under his arms and he fucking up to the wall, goes over the fence and survives.
He ninja fucking jumps. Bounce. He ninjas like a fucking Hanzo up the fucking wall.
Hanzo! Was that pretty good?
That was really good.
Okay, I'm going to finish this fucking story.
Okay, all right.
A day later, with Hong Kong's streets in recent months cleared of mass protests due to coronavirus, legislators and activists in the city's pro-democracy camp say the Communist Party and the Hong Kong authorities have used the opportunity to cripple the movement through a prolonged approach while world attention has been diverted elsewhere by the pandemic. Aside from the mass arrests and increasingly pointed declarations about China's supervisory role over the city, Chinese officials in Hong Kong, including the newly installed director of central government liaison office, Liu Hong, that's some fucking Mortal Kombat shit, Liu Huining, have called for improved national security education in Hong Kong and passage of a national security law that would toughen up law enforcement and prosecutional powers. Basically, they're doing what our government's doing here in the United States and in Ohio specifically. Mm-hmm. They're trying to get more power. Never let a good crisis go to waste, they say.
No.
Violence in its statement. The Chinese cabinet's Hong Kong and Macau affairs office said its American support for the protesters that in fact amounted to a political conspiracy and a reckless trampling of human rights and rule of law in Hong Kong. The law is sacred and everyone is equal before. Okay, suck my dick.
Yeah.
The central government office said, suck my dick added. No one has extrajudicial privileges, and those who violate the law must be prosecuted in accordance with the law, except for the officials. In a separate statement, Beijing leaned into its claim. See, they're doing it like Tubbs, leaning in there.
Yeah.
Gotta lean in.
Lean. Are you telling me to lean in?
Well, no, I mean like you always say, you gotta lean in.
You gotta lean in.
It's like your personal logo.
Uh-huh.
Like when you go out and you make your own podcast where it's just the Tubbs show, and you're better than me.
That'd be the most boring show.
Your fucking motto is lean in, and everybody's like getting tattoos on their neck and shit.
Yeah.
Because that's where they get tattoos. The central government grants the special administrative region a high degree of autonomy, which does not mean that the central government does not have or surrender its supervisory power, said the statement. In Hong Kong, Whenever the central government exercises power in accordance with the law, there are always people who clamor the central government is intervening in Hong Kong's autonomous affairs. I'm done. But anyway, it's government trying to do what it does.
So basically, everywhere. What this breaks down to, the message Bones and Tubbs are trying to convey here.
We need to reopen the trade routes.
We need to reopen the trade routes.
Specifically from Hong Kong to Ohio.
I cannot stress this enough.
Shout out that pharmacist.
All of them.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Hong Kong is not... How big in the United States would you say Hong Kong is? Like if you...
No fucking clue. It's not that big.
It's very small.
Yeah. I mean, it's like a city.
We're going to go with like Dayton, Ohio.
A little, probably bigger than
Cincinnati.
That. I mean, it's a metropolis.
Are we going to go Columbus?
I would say more on par with like...
certainly not as big as FEMA District 5.
Probably not as big as like New York City or something, but...
Okay.
Think more like that.
Yeah.
You know, like let's say Chicago. You know?
Minus the black-on-black crime copy.
Yeah, yeah.
Gotcha.
Okay, so while we're in Asia, because I feel like it's the next one in our list of articles, I feel like we have to stay in Asia for a minute.
Yeah, I mean, this is a really good story. This made me happy, even though it came from CNN.
I know, I just clicked the link, and I was like, oh, I didn't want to give them, I don't want to give them attention.
I'm not trying to give them no clickbait.
So, you want me to read this one?
Go ahead, let's switch hit it.
All right.
No homo.
So while we're in Asia, headline, U.S. monitoring the intelligence that North Korean leader is in grave danger after surgery. That'd be Kim Jong-un.
And by surgery, they mean exposure to the bioweapon.
Okay. So the U.S. is monitoring intelligence that suggests North Korea's leader, Kim Jong-un, is in grave danger after undergoing a previous surgery, according to a U.S. official with direct knowledge. A second source familiar with the intelligence told CNN that the U.S. has been closely monitoring reports on Kim's health. Kim recently missed the celebration of his grandfather's birthday on April 15th with rage speculation about his well-being. He had been seen 4 days before that at a government meeting. Another U.S. official told CNN Monday that the concerns about Kim's health are credible, but the severity is hard to assess. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien said the U.S. is keeping a close eye on reports about Kim's health. We're monitoring these reports very closely, O'Brien said during an interview with Fox News Tuesday. As you know, North Korea is a very close society. Later on Tuesday, a U.S. defense official said that the U.S. military assessment is that while they are examining reports regarding Kim's poor health, the evidence is at this point does not suggest he is incapacitated. Daily North Korea, an online newspaper based in South Korea that focuses on North Korea, reports that Kim reportedly received a cardiovascular system procedure on April 12th.
That fat cheese-eating fuck.
Yeah, he just stuffed his fucking arteries, man. Kim received the cardiovascular system procedure because of excessive smoking, obesity, and overwork. Oh, I'm sure it was the overwork. It was the overwork that did it, guys.
By overwork, he means raping the slaves that he oversees.
Yeah. According to the news site, and is now receiving treatment in a villa in Hyangsan County following the procedure. After assessing that Kim's condition had improved, most of the medical team treating him returned to Pyongyang on April 19th, and only part of them remained to oversee his recovery situation. According to the news site, CNN is unable to independently confirm the report.
Whoo. Man.
Yeah. A South Korean source told CNN Monday that the country's top leaders were very much aware of reports about Kim's health status, but cannot independently verify details published by Daily North Korea. NK. I feel like it means North Korea.
North Korea.
Yeah.
DPRNK.
Yeah, there you go. The source acknowledged that Kim's issues related to weight and smoking are well known, but clearly they are waiting for more information. South Korea's president... sorry, I fucked that up. That whole thing. South Korea's presidential Blue House said in a statement provided to reporters, they have nothing to confirm on reports about Kim's health, and that no unusual signs have been detected inside North Korea. South Korea's Unification Ministry and Defense Ministry have given a no comment.
Huh.
So.
Neat.
Yeah.
Hopefully that fat bitch dies.
I mean,
I'm not trying to fat shame, but you know, that dude is piece of shit.
Yeah, fuck him.
He's a dictator.
Yeah.
How am I dictate?
I mean, it would be better if he was like, I think more like Mussolini.
Mussolini. You know?
But I think his people are too afraid to do that to him.
Yeah.
You know, because they think he's like a god who doesn't poop.
Yeah, I mean, man.
that he makes the sunrise.
I wish we could take some of our Patreon money at patreon.com/Bones and Tubs and use it on the South Korean or CIA, I think that's what they call it, effort to drone drop USB like movies and articles and information over into that country.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to break the government, not just here, but everywhere.
Yeah.
Because government slavery. But anyway, check out Mark Bassio on YouTube.
I was just trying to see if there's anything else in this article about, like, who would, if there's speculation on if he something happened to him, who would take over for him.
The one that I saw earlier was his sister. So maybe his bitch ass can't make the babies.
Well, it would only just go to prove that when it comes to being tyrannical dictators, that women are just as capable as men.
Ooh, equality.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think there's a difference. I think they would be the same, really.
I like to think that eventually in this line somewhere, somebody's going to be like, I'm actually not a god. I got a paper cut last week.
Yeah.
Shit hurt. It was a manila envelope.
But yeah, so that's what's going on in the East as we speak.
So this next story takes us to, I believe it's England, right? Or the UK? France. Boy with...
Parlez-vous français. Oh.
Omelette du fromage. Shout out, Dexter's Laboratory. Boy with COVID-19 did not transmit disease to more than 170 contacts. The report published in a clinical infectious disease found that a child who was infected with COVID-19 did not transmit the virus, suggesting different transmission dynamics in children. A 9-year-old boy who had contracted COVID-19 in eastern France, they always say the east side's the worst. You know, it's probably like railroad tracks.
Yeah.
And he's on the east side. And so
sacre bleu.
Yeah. Strapped up like a car seat. Did not pass the virus despite coming into contact with more than 170 people. Very popular boy, apparently. According to research that suggests children may not be major spreaders of the virus. The boy was among a cluster of cases linked to Steve Walsh, a Hove-based businessman who became the first Briton to test positive for the coronavirus after attending a sales conference in Singapore in January. Walsh unwittingly passed the infection on when he joined 10 British adults and a family of 5 at a chalet in a ski resort of Contamatas, Montachori.
Wait, hold on. Now you got me curious. Contens, Monsieur. Joie. Monsieur.
Again, not a professional. In the Haute Sauvage. After flying from London.
You know, I took French for 2 years.
You know, I just flew in from France and boy, my arm's tired. Most of the chalet guests contracted the virus, but an investigation by Public Health France found that the 9-year-old boy did not pass it on either to either of his siblings nor anyone else, despite coming into contact with 172 people. See, earlier you said 170, now it's 172.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
Well, maybe they were estimating.
All of whom were quarantined as a precaution after having lessons at 3 separate ski schools.
Man, these motherfuckers are just don't stop skiing, man.
Nah, bro. It's over. They lay in bed with 3 people and start skiing, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay then.
Devil's 3-way. A report on the investigation published in Clinical Infectious Disease describes how tests revealed that the boy to be infected with SARS-CoV-2, the virus that causes COVID-19, and also influenza and the common cold virus, while both of his siblings caught latter infections, neither picked up the coronavirus. One child, co-infected with other respiratory viruses, attended, Jesus Christ, what are you doing? Eat some oranges, bitch.
These motherfuckers.
Attended 3 schools while symptomatic but did not transmit the virus, suggesting potential different transmission dynamics in children. Costas Denis, an epidemiologist at Public Health France, told the French news agency, AFP. Anyway, I mean, we just fucking read the story. Why do we got to keep repeating it? Yeah. You know they do that for clickbait. That's all it is.
Let's, I feel like most articles these days are a lot of copy-pasting.
Yeah.
You know?
Copy-paste, a little bit of story, copy-paste,
like,
little bit of story.
Someone works for, we just read one from The Guardian, so they get on Daily Mail and start looking through.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, shit, I found something.
Oh, so my God.
They find it, and then they go to a couple other sites just to pick pieces out of it.
Right.
And then just, Frankenstein together.
This is my favorite. I would like you to read it.
Okay.
The Breitbart. And then I'll pick up on this. I'll be right back. I'm going to go do a security check while you read that.
Okay. You said this is... You want me to read the Breitbart?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Do you want me to start?
Yeah.
The headline reads, China, U.S., a primitive society. America, American democracy is dying. China's state-run Global Times propaganda newspaper began the week on Monday with columns proclaiming the end of American democracy and declaring that Washington was no match for China in fighting diseases that they started. China is the country of origin of the Wuhan coronavirus pandemic, which is allowed to become a threat to humanity on a global scale by persecuting doctors and others who attempted to share information on a contagious disease spreading in the central city of Wuhan. One study found that the Chinese Communist Party could have prevented, if not for its censorship and incompetence, as many as 95% of the world's coronavirus cases. The Chinese government officially denies being the origin country of the virus, despite no evidence existing contradicting this conclusion. Chinese foreign ministry officials have accused the American army of creating the virus in a laboratory. The Global Times dismissed America as a collapsing empire in a column featured prominently on Monday, claiming that the official number of cases in the United States versus those in China, which are widely considered false, shows that China is a superior public health power. The COVID-19 Chinese coronavirus spread in the U.S. is almost like that of a primitive society. It should not have been like this. If the U.S. had the slightest science and organization, the propaganda outlet asserted. To put it bluntly, the U.S. is no match for China in terms of anti-epidemic organization and mobilization. The U.S. political system has been hit by the pandemic on its weak side, and we were willing to show understanding for that. After all, every system has its weaknesses. Give me a fucking break. So, give me a fucking break. You motherfuckers, it starts with you. You censor doctors. You fucking downplay its severity. And you have not given us any official estimate. Like, your cases, your deaths, and this is in the last week, I saw an article about this, your deaths jumped. It doubled right overnight because you said it was a clerical error. So now you have twice as many deaths as you said you had for the last month, right?
Right, yeah.
So obviously, we talked about this before. Time and time again, China has downplayed these viruses that they get. How many people are dying from it? They're not giving us the true answers.
They fucking incinerated people, and then they had pictures posted from funeral homes of the urns, right? Of how many people had been fucking burnt.
Yeah.
I did like, though, we all know, if anybody's watched Asian porn, that they have tiny penises, but they exercised gigantic dick energy in that article by pointing out the AIDS thing. Because it's like, hey, bitch, you guys had the AIDS bioweapon that you put out. This is our bioweapon. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Okay, so the Global Times claimed to abandon understanding for the United States because the administration of President Donald Trump has repeatedly blamed China for not being forthcoming with pivotal information that could have saved lives during the pandemic. In that case, it is not our fault to reveal the miserable failures of the U.S., the newspaper concluded. China's achievements stand the test of time and all kinds of doubts. The Trump administration only wants to shirk responsibility by blackening China. This will be proven a lame trick. This will only reflect the incompetence and ethical failings of the related U.S. politicians, the article declared. Another article featured on Monday lambasted not just America's healthcare system, but democracy in general. In an article titled, "Divisive U.S. Politics Leads to Democracy's Fast Decay," the Chinese propaganda outlet...
Go ahead.
Okay.
Ignore.
The Chinese... The Chinese propaganda outlet claimed its conclusions were extracted from a conversation with a Chinese professor. The articles give no indication what, if anything, if in the article is a quote by the professor and which parts are editorializing. God damn,
that's mouthful. One more time. Try it again.
Editorializing. There you go. On the part of the newspaper. Some believe that American democracy is dying. Indeed, the recent chaos in the country has proved it's in decay, the Global Times asserted. It allows infighting between the federal and the states at its critical time, aggravates U.S. society's fragmentation and polarization, and erodes the country's long-term interests. And it is the American people who will bear the losses and pain.
Ooh.
The newspaper offers one silver lining to democracy. The decision-making power of each state did help the country avoid a complete catastrophe, given the Trump administration's inaction and incompetence. The article did not offer any examples of allegedly incompetent behavior. It also did not mention repeated statements of support for Trump's response to the outbreak from prominent Democrat governors such as Gavin Newsom of California and Andrew Cuomo of New York. Elsewhere, the article accused Trump of helping foster violence by urging support for protests against onerous coronavirus lockdown measures at the state level and supporting the Second Amendment. His ideas are dangerous, even more so amid the coronavirus pandemic, the newspaper warned. President Trump has made several statements questioning the Communist Party's response to the virus, among them suggesting that the official Chinese death tally is purposefully deflated. Does anybody really have that number? Trump asked during Saturday's press conference, referring to the official Chinese death toll.
Because I bet it's huge.
Presented in statistics displayed by Dr. Deborah Burke of Coronavirus Task Force. Last week, Trump ordered a freeze on the funding of World Health Organization, United Nations body, calling for an investigation into the relationship between the Director General, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, who is not a medical doctor, and the Chinese government given misinformation the WHO disseminated about the virus. The WHO pushed China's misinformation about the virus, saying it was not communicable and there was no need for travel bans. And yes, I do remember that specifically.
Yeah.
They stated that multiple times. Fuck the WHO.
Fuck the WHO.
And there was no need for travel bans, Trump said during a press statement. The WHO's reliance on China's disclosure likely caused a 20-fold of cases worldwide, and it may be much more than that. On Monday, Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Yang Shuang compared blaming China for the pandemic to blaming the United States for the fall of Lehman Brothers, a global financial services firm that went out of business in 2008. AIDS was the first reported in the U.S. in the 1980s and then swept across the world, causing untold suffering to countless victims. Then anyone come forward and ask the U.S. to be held accountable, Gang told reporters. In addition, Kishmore Mubulani, a professor at the National University of Singapore, said in an interview the other day that the financial turmoil in the U.S. triggered by the collapse of Lehman Brothers in 2008 turned into a global financial crisis. Did anyone ask the U.S. to take the consequences? That is a bit of a valid point, but...
Yeah. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Still, though, fuck them.
Still, though, fuck them. Because you're lying about how many people die in your country, you son of a bitch.
To touch on many multiple last of our episode. God damn it. To touch on many of our last few episodes, the National Guard, in my opinion, are not your friends. They are the closest branch to the federal government that we're getting, and I think they are also probably trying to activate the army, if they haven't already. People have sent me a lot of videos and a lot of pictures of military mobilizations that are not National Guard. You know, they're claiming the National Guard's being used for help. Mm-hmm. They're helping. They're here to help you. I don't trust them. But anyway, here's our next article from Bloomberg. Hundreds of National Guard personnel are being activated in Iowa as coronavirus sweeps through meat processing plants in a state that accounts for about a third of the U.S. pork supply. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds said 250 National Guard members have been moved to full-time federal duty status and could help with testing and contact tracing for workers at a plant operated by Tyson Foods Incorporated and National Beef Packing Company. Activating Guard soldiers is the latest attempt to contain the disease, which just kind of, in my mind, foretells the coming meat shortage or food shortages in general in the stores, which has forced a growing number of slaughterhouses and meat processing plants to slow or halt operations. The disruptions are stoking concerns for eventual fresh meat shortages in grocery stores, as well as leaving some farmers without a market for their animals. That's pushing down prices for hogs and cattle while making meat more expensive. Wholesale pork posted in its biggest 3-day gain in 6 years. At some point, we're going to have to be talking about euthanizing hogs, and we're not that far from
it. I don't understand, though. Like,
well, they're claiming that it's the processing plants. So, like, because and here's
but
my
but here's the thing here's they can't just like hold on to them. Like, here's the thing about fucking hogs. You know, like, as long as you give them fucking food, they keep living, so the meat doesn't go bad. So why don't you just keep them alive a little bit longer, you dumb fucks?
They're trying to orchestrate a food shortage.
That's what it sounds like. Because I heard that's I saw something doing. Just the other day about farmers tilling crops, like tilling their early crops already.
Yeah.
Because they're like, oh, there's no demand for it.
We don't have any way to process these things, so shut them down. First of all, I blame the FDA. Second of all, I blame the fact that they want a food shortage. So the next time you go to the store, buy as much pork as you can, put it in your freezer, because it's about to go bye-bye.
If you like pork.
It's so good.
It is delicious.
It's really good. Anyway, check out our episode on Agenda 2030. The U.S. Department of Agriculture announced a $19 billion bill to help farmers hurt by the coronavirus outbreak, including $3 billion in purchases of meat and dairy products. On Monday, JBS SA said it was closing a pork plant in Minnesota. Governor Tim Walz had raised the possibility that some workers there may have fallen ill from another outbreak at a Smithfield Foods Incorporated pork plant in South Dakota. As we all learn more about the coronavirus, it is clear that the disease is far more widespread across the U.S. and in our country than official estimates indicate, based on limited testing. Bob Krebs, president of JBS USA Pork, said in the statement, "We have taken aggressive actions to keep coronavirus out of our plants and keep this critical infrastructure facility operational."
Well, good for you, Bob.
Good for you, you fucking... I got editing power, my dude.
All right. What are we up to now?
5G.
Okay. That's the last one, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
All right. You want me to read this one?
Certainly. It's important. And I would like for you to emphasize the fact that we encourage other people to take action.
Yes.
We don't specify what action, but we will take action.
So this is from the Associated Press.
AP.
The AP.
AP.
Conspiracy theorists burn 5G towers claiming linked to virus. London, Associated Press.
Check out our old episode on this.
Yes. The CCTV footage from a Dutch business park shows a man in a black cap pouring the contents of a white container at the base of a cellular radio tower. Flames burst out as the man jogs back to his Toyota to flee into the evening. It's a scene that's been repeated dozens of times in recent weeks in Europe, where conspiracy theories linking new 5G mobile networks and the coronavirus pandemic are fueling arson attacks on cell towers. Popular beliefs, conspiracy theories that wireless communications pose a threat have long been around, but the global spread of the virus at the same time that countries were rolling out fifth-generation wireless technology has been some of those false narratives amplified. Officials in Europe and the U.S. are watching this situation closely and pushing back, concerned that attacks will undermine vital telecommunication links at a time they're most needed to deal with the pandemic. I'm absolutely outraged, absolutely disgusted that people would be taking action against the very infrastructure that we need to respond to this health emergency, bitch. Stephen Powis, medical director of National Health Service in England, said in early April. Can I redo that one because he's British?
Certainly. First of all, tell me what our time's at.
47.
Okay, sweet.
I'm terrible at British accents. This is going to be bad. You ready?
You got to act like your teeth are big.
Do you want me to be like fancy British or like cockney British, like British?
I don't know. Part of me wants to hear the Charmed, I'm sure, but secondly, I want to hear some of that like grungy soccer fan bar talk.
Well, which one do you want then?
Give me both. Mix it up.
All right. Oh, that's going to be hard. I'll have to do a sentence to sentence.
You ready for this? We do this professionally for them, the listener.
I'm absolutely outraged, absolutely disgusted that people would be taking action against the very infrastructure that we need to respond to this health emergency. That was the whole thing, so I fucked it up.
Let me see it. I'm going to hit it from the grungy one. Where are we at?
It's the very last thing.
I'm absolutely outraged. That's Australian. I'm not good at this at all.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let
me think. Oh, yeah, Governor. You know.
I'm absolutely outraged, absolutely disgusted that people would be taking... Is that still Australian?
It still sounds Australian, you know what? Fuck it. So let's continue with the article.
Yeah.
We got caught up on that one thing.
Yeah.
Some 50 fires targeting cell towers and other equipment have been reported in Britain this month, leading to 3 arrests. Telecom engineers have been abused on the job 80 times, according to trade group Mobile UK, making the UK the nucleus of the attacks. Photos and videos documenting the attacks are often overlaid with false commentary about COVID-19. Some 16 have been torched in the Netherlands, with attacks also reported in Ireland, Cyprus, and Belgium. Posts threatening to attack phone masts were receiving likes on Facebook. One post in the anti-vaccine group on April 12th shared a photo of a burned phone mast with the quote, "Nobody wants cancer and COVID-19. Stop trying to make it happen, or every Poland mobile store will end up like this one." The trend received extra attention in Britain when a tower supplying voice and data traffic to a Birmingham field hospital. I'm glad that they had to add that it just so happened that this place was... fuck you. treating coronavirus patients were among those targeted. It's heartrending enough of the families cannot be there at the bedside of loved ones who are critically ill, says Nick Jeffrey, CEO of wireless carrier Vodafone UK, said on LinkedIn. It's even more upsetting that even the small solace of a phone or video call may now be denied them because of the selfish actions of a few deluded conspiracy theorists. False narratives around the 5G and the coronavirus has been shared hundreds of thousands of times on social media. They are widely from claims that the coronavirus is a cover-up for 5G deployment to those that say new 5G installments have created the virus. To be concerned that a 5G is somehow driving the COVID-19 epidemic is just wrong, Dr. Jonathan Samet, dean of the Colorado School of Public Health, who chaired a World Health Organization committee. Oh, that puts a lot of confidence in me, for him.
I'm glad they have less than half of their funding now.
That research cell phone radiation and cancer, I don't find any plausible way to link them. Anti-5G activists are undeterred. Susan Bridgman, director of the Center for Electrosmog Prevention, a nonprofit campaigning against environmental electromagnetic pollution, says that people have a right to be concerned about 5G and the links to COVID-19. The entire 5G infrastructure should be dismantled and turned off, she said by email. But there's no evidence that wireless communication, whether 5G or earlier versions, harm the immune system. And Myrtle Simcoe, scientific director of SciProof International in Sweden, who has been spent decades researching the matter. The current wave of 5G theories dates back to January when a Belgian doctor suggested a link to COVID-19. Older variations were circulating before that, most revolving around cell phone radiation causing cancer, spreading on Reddit forums, Facebook pages, and YouTube channels. Even with daily wireless use among vast majority of adults, the National Cancer Institute has not seen an increase in brain tumors. The theories gained momentum in 2019 from Russian state media outlets, which helped push them into U.S. domestic conversation, disinformation experts say. There's a different disinformation experts?
Apparently. I mean, I thought we were disinformation
experts. There was a time, they used to be called, you know what they used to be called?
CIA operatives?
I was going to say propaganda ministers.
Oh, okay. Propagandists?
Yeah.
10-4.
Yeah. What the fuck?
You're just wearing that cigarette, my dude.
I hit it on something and it fucking...
Just glad it didn't catch you on fire.
It almost did.
Glad you aren't the straw man.
It's the 5G!
Yeah. Look at it, that turned on the 5G, though. He cut on the fires.
But anyways, were they the loudest at a time and did they amplify the conspiracy enough that it helped fuel its long-term success? Yes, he said. The conspiracy theories have been elevated by celebrities, including actor Woody Harrelson, Boss, who shared a video claiming in people in China were taking down a 5G tower. It was actually a Hong Kong smart lamppost cut down by pro-democracy protesters, those bastards, in August over Chicom's surveillance fears. British TV host Eamon Holmes gave credence to the theories on a talk show, drawing a rebuke from regulators. I'm going to be very clear, European Commission spokesman Johan Bark said Friday as the arson toll rose daily. There is no geographic or any other correlation between the deployment of 5G and the outbreak of the virus.
Good.
Well, that's a theory.
It definitely is.
That has about as much weight as the theory that it does cause it.
We've talked about it on an old episode. Check it out.
Yeah. Is there anything else you want to talk about?
Well, I mean, I wanted to mention the thing you told me about.
Well, this morning. Here's the thing.
Because I went from being awake and just, I wouldn't say happy, but just regular.
I thought about mentioning it and then kind of, it's like giving it a taste because I want to do some actual good research on this one.
Well, let's give it a preamble.
So, because here's the thing. I'm going to send it out there. And if anybody has anything they'd like to send to us concerning this.
Based on the topic, yeah,
it will probably. If you send us anything, we'll use it in the next show. Probably.
Where would they send it? Like gmail.com,
yeah, bonesandtubs@gmail.com,
or Instagram,
instagram.com/bonesandtubs.
Look at us, we switch roles,
yeah, or on Facebook, facebook.com/bonesandtubs,
Twitter at bonesandtubs.
Okay, so this morning it started with I saw something that somebody had posted, and then I sent it. I did what it said to do, and then I sent it to him to do. And I'm going to ask all of you to do it now, too. And I've heard about this before. This What's is our time? Coming Sorry. Up. 54.
All right.
I've heard of this before, and I hadn't looked into it too much, but I did this morning actually do it because I didn't know what it was going to bring me to when I first did it.
Right.
It came from a post by some guy named Elky, who said, "You wouldn't believe me if I told you, so I had to show you. Search, and this means like go to Google or whatever. Use the Google search engine. I don't ask you to do that too often. And search." And these three things, search it all at the same time. TV, television, and film.
So, quotation. And TV, television, and film, end yeah. quote.
Yes.
Minus
and quote then marks. Use it as a Google image search. Yeah. I want you to Google image search that.
And tell me you don't get upset.
And tell me that doesn't, like, make your psychic guinea pig start squealing.
I almost destroyed the countertop of my forehead.
And this goes in hand with what I want to talk about in the next episode. But like I said, if you guys have anything on it or you want to send us anything like this, please send it to us. Because I think I want to dive into this more in the next episode. Is that, and we talked about this before when we talked about Fox Island and all that, where for years, pedophiles have used secret back channels and codes mm-hmm. to communicate with each other.
Shout out. Pizzagate.
And this is one of those instances
right.
where they're using these back channels and codes. There's more to this, and I want to find out more. I was going to talk about more on the show today, but I want to find more before I go full steam ahead.
We didn't want to do a half job.
No. So if you guys know of anything like that, please send it to us, and we'll probably use it on the next show.
Yeah.
But I think that about wraps it up for us today.
I would say so.
You know, like we said before, if you want to talk to us, you can always hit us up on our email.
bonesandtubs@gmail.com.
We like long form emails.
Yeah, I love them. We don't get enough. I would prefer as many as you could send.
If you haven't done it yet, I think you should go over to YouTube and subscribe to our channel.
YouTube.com/bonesandtubs show. Subscribe, share us with your friends, get them to subscribe.
You could also
help us go live at 1,000 followers.
You could also follow or message us on Instagram.
Instagram.com/bonesandtubs.
We're on Facebook.
Facebook.com/bonesandtubs.
We're on Twitter.
@BonesTubs.
Now, like I said, during this time of strife and trouble, economic trouble,
mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna like compel you all to go out there.
You're not gonna recommend that they do what Ian Fogg did and go out and join the Bones and Tubs Nation or the Secret Order of Bones and Tubs
at Patreon.com/BonesandTubs. It's not a like. Listen, if it the best thing you do right now is just share the show.
We would get the message out there. Share it in every single way. Share it in your messenger. Share it in your all your socials and your text messages. Yeah.
So, you know, if you want to, you know, give us your patronage, that's cool. But I'm not really gonna stress it.
Right. Or you could be like some of those boys up in Detroit, and just spray paint us on a wall. Bones and Tubs podcast.
I yeah, appreciate that.
Shout out them boys.
Free advertising. For it's sure. free real estate.
Free real estate.
All right. Well, I'd like to thank you all for listening to the show today. We hope you enjoyed it. We hope that you stay safe between now and next week. And we hope to see you next time.
Wash your hands. We love you.
We really do.
Fuck the blue line and everything they claim. The cops are the world's most dangerous gang. Most dangerous gang who will put you in chains. Fuck the blue line and everything they claim. You can lie if you want, but see me, I don't need. All I need is all I have, and for that I will bleed. For those who'll take the stand, not the one in the box. Fuck the judge in the system, backed up by the cops. Dirty ass henchmen pitching pennies out of pockets. If you question them at all, I pull out the rocket. Enriching in the trigger fingers, been on the ready. That's why the people are shaking, cause they know that they're deadly. To get promoted, to do what they need. That's why they're locked and loaded, it will put you on your knees. Nah, it don't matter your age, race, or creed. We're all considered the enemy, cause we wanna be free. It's open season and the reason ain't new. It's old as the ways that control me and you. Brat, brat, I back them down with the sound. Brat, brat, I back them down with the sound. Brat, brat, I back them down with the sound. Brat, brat, I back them down with the sound. Here's a list, you pissed. Probably now you ain't read it. Just wait until they cuff your wrists, I bet then you'll see it. Live in your face, tell me how that mace tastes like shit. When they mix in that taser from the waist, they pack it to pull it, and they got them to use them. And you pay for it, all the new tanks and guns, new toys everywhere. They're like kids at Christmas, running downstairs with your name on the hit list. Boom, they unwrap the
box and left shells at your door. Then they broke the locks from up top. They'll strike and got you in sights. A sniper's a bitch and will take away your life. They shoot when they want, just cowards with power. And no different than the ones who took the Jews off the showers. Oh yeah, I said it. Fuck their excuses, they're clueless and useless, and way beyond ruthless. Just jackboot thugs who get paid to obey orders to kill you or put you in a cage. If you don't think and just do what you're told, your conscience is dead, you don't have a soul. That's why it's easy for them to murder, rob, and steal. Cause they're already dead, nah, they can't feel. Brat, brat, I back them down with the sound. Brat, brat, I back them down with the sound. Brat, brat, I back them down with the sound. Brat, brat, I back them down with the sound. Fuck the blue line and everything they claim. The cops are the world's most dangerous gang. Most dangerous gang who will put you in chains. Fuck the blue line and everything they claim. Fuck the blue line and everything they claim. The cops are the world's most dangerous gang. Most dangerous gang who will put you in chains. Fuck the blue line and everything they claim.